crispy now, and Ma does too, a little bit. I get up on rocker to find games box at the end of shelf. Tonight, I pick checkers, and I'm going to be red. The pieces are like little chocolates, but I've licked them lots of times, and they don't taste like anything. They stick to the board by magnetic magic. Ma likes chess best, but it aches my head. At TV time, she chooses the wildlife planet. There's turtles burying their eggs in sand. When Alice gets long with eating the mushroom, the pigeon's mad because she thinks Alice is a nasty serpent trying to eat her pigeon eggs. Here come the turtle babies out of their shells, but the turtle mothers are gone already. That's weird. I wonder if they meet sometime in the sea, the mothers and the babies. They know each other, or maybe they just swim on by. The wildlife ends too quick, so I switch over to two men only wearing shorts and sneakers and dripping hot. Uh-oh, hitting's not allowed. Baby Jesus is going to be mad. The one in yellow shorts bashes the hairy one on the eye. Ma groans as if she's hurting.
Do we have to watch this?
In a minute, the police are going to come wee-ah, 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 and lock those bad guys up in jail.
Actually, boxing. It's nasty, but it's a game. It's kind of allowed if they have those special gloves on. Now, time's up.
One game of parrot. That's good for vocabulary.
Okay.
She goes over and switches to the red couch planet where the puffy hair woman that's the boss asks the other person's questions and hundreds of other persons clap. I listen extra hard. She's talking to a man with one leg. I think he lost the other in a war.
Parrot,
shouts Ma, and she mutes them with the button. Most poignant aspect. I think for all our viewers, that's what's most deeply moving about what you endured. I run out of words.
Good pronunciation. Poignant means sad.
Again.
The same show?
No, a different. She finds a news one that's even harder.
Parrot.
She mutes it again. Ah, with the whole labeling debate coming hard on the heels of health care reform and bearing in mind, of course, the midterms.
Any more?
Ma waits.
Good again. But it was labor law, not labeling.
What's the difference?
Labeling is stickers on tomatoes, say, and labor law...
I do a huge yawn.
Never mind.
Ma grins and switches the TV off. I hate when the pictures disappear and the screen's just gray again. I always want to cry, but just for a second. I get on Ma's lap and rock her with our legs all jumbled up. She's the wizard transformed into a giant squid, and I'm Prince Jackerjack, and I escape in the end. We do tickles and bouncy bouncy and jaggedy shadows on bedwall. Then I ask for Jackerjack Rabbit. He's always doing cunning tricks on that Brer Fox. He lies down in the road, pretending to be dead, and Brer Fox sniffs him and says, I better not take him home. He's too stinky. Ma sniffs me all over and makes hideous faces, and I try not to laugh so Brer Fox won't know I'm actually alive, but I always do. For a song, I want a funny. She starts.
The worms crawl in, the worms crawl out.
They eat your guts like sauerkraut.
They eat your eyes, they eat your nose.
They eat the dirt between your toes. I have lots on bed, but my mouth is sleepy. Ma carries me into wardrobe. She tucks blanket around my neck. I pull her looser again. My fingers go choo-choo along her red line. Beep, beep. That's door. Ma jumps up and makes a sound. I think she hit her head. She shuts wardrobe tight. The air that comes in is freezing. I think it's a bit of outer space. It smells yum. Door makes his thump. That means old Nick's in now. I'm not sleepy anymore. I get up on my knees and look through the slats, but all I can see is dresser and bath and a curve of table.
Looks tasty.
Old Nick's voice is extra deep.
Oh, it's just the last of the birthday cake.
You should have reminded me. I could have brought him something. What's he now? 4?
I wait for Ma to say, but she doesn't. 5! I whisper it. But she must hear me, because she comes close to wardrobe and says,
Jack,
in a mad voice. Old Nick laughs. I didn't know he could.
It speaks.
Why does he say it, not he?
Want to come out of there and try on your new jeans?
It's not Ma he's saying that to. It's me. My chest starts to go dong, dong, dong.
He's nearly asleep.
No, I'm not. I wish I didn't whisper 5 so he heard me. I wish I didn't anything. Something else I can't quite hear.
Okay, okay.
Old Nick is saying.
Can I have a slice?
It's getting stale. If you really want...
No, forget it. You're the boss.
Ma doesn't say anything.
I'm just the grocery boy. Take out your trash, trek around the kids' wear aisles, up the ladder to de-ice your skylight. At your service, ma'am.
I think he's doing sarcasm when he says the really opposite with a voice that's all twisty.
Thanks for that.
Ma doesn't sound like her.
It makes it much brighter.
There. That didn't hurt, did it?
Sorry. Thanks a lot.
Like pulling teeth sometimes.
And thanks for the groceries and the jeans.
You're welcome.
Here, I'll get you a plate. Maybe the middle's not too bad.
There's some clinks. I think she's giving him cake. My cake. After a minute, he talks blurry.
Yep. Pretty stale.
His mouth is full of my cake. Lamp goes off. Snap. That makes me jump. I don't mind dark, but I don't like when it surprises me. I lie down under blanket, and I wait. When old Nick creaks bed, I listen and count 5s on my fingers. Tonight it's 217 creaks. I always have to count till he makes that gaspy sound and stops. I don't know what would happen if I didn't count, because I always do. What about the nights I'm asleep? I don't know. Maybe Ma does the counting. After the 217, it's all quiet. I hear the TV switch on. It's just the news planet. I see bits with tanks through the slats that's not very interesting. I put my head under blanket. Ma and old Nick are talking a bit, but I don't listen. I wake up in bed and it's raining. That's when skylight's all blurry. Ma gives me some, and she's doing Singing in the Rain very quietly. Right doesn't taste yummy. I sit up, remembering. Why you didn't tell him before that it was my birthday? Ma stops smiling.
You're meant to be asleep when he's here.
But if you told him, he'd brung me something.
Bring you something, so he says.
What kind of something? I wait. You should have remembered him. Ma stretches her arms over her head.
I don't want him bringing you things.
But Sunday treat...
That's different, Jack. That stuff we need that I ask him for.
She points to dresser. There's a blue folded up.
There are your new jeans, by the way.
She goes over to pee. You could ask him for a present for me. I never got a present in my life.
Your present was from me, remember? It was the drawing.
I don't want the Dumbo drawing! I'm crying. Ma dries her hands and comes to hold me.
It's okay.
It might...
I can't hear you. Take a big breath.
It might...
Tell me what's the matter.
It might be a dog.
What might?
I can't stop. I have to talk through the crying. The present, it might be a dog turned to real, and we could call it Lucky. Ma wipes my eyes with the flat of her hands.
You know we don't have room.
Yeah, we do.
Dogs need walks.
We walk.
But a dog...
We run a long, long way on track. Lucky could go beside us. I bet he'd be faster than you.
Jack, a dog would drive us nuts.
No, he wouldn't.
He would so. Cooped up with the barking, the scratching.
Lucky wouldn't be scratching. Ma rolls her eyes. She goes over to cabinet to get out the cereal. She pours it in our bowls, not even counting. I do a roaring lion face. In the night when you're asleep, I'm going to be awake. I'll pull the foil out of the hole so Mouse will come back.
Don't be silly.
I'm not silly. You're the silly numbskull.
Listen, I understand.
Mouse and Lucky are my friends. I'm crying again.
There is no Lucky.
Ma's talking with her teeth shut. Yeah, there is, and I love him.
You just made him up.
Also, there's Mouse. He's my real friend, and you made him gone.
Yeah, so he won't run over your face in the night and bite you.
I'm crying so much my breath's all whoopy. I never knowed Mouse would bite my face. I thought that was only vampires. Ma drops down on duvet and doesn't move. After a minute, I go beside her and lie down. I lift her t-shirt to have some. I have to keep stopping to wipe my nose. The left is good, but there's not much. Later I try on my new jeans. They keep falling down. Ma pulls at a sticking out thread. Don't!
It was loose already. Cheap piece of...
She doesn't say what. Denim. That's what jeans are made of. I put the thread in cabinet, in crafts tub. Ma gets down kit to sew some stitches in the waist. After that, my jeans stay up. We have a pretty busy morning. First, we undo pirate ship that we made last week and turn it into tank. Balloon is the driver. She used to be as big as Ma's head and pink and fat. Now she's small like my fist, only red and wrinkly. We only blow up one when it's the first of a month, so we can't make Balloon a sister till it's April. Ma plays with Tank too, but not as long. She gets sick of things fast. It's from being an adult. Monday is a laundry day. We get into bath with socks, underwears, my gray pants that ketchup squirted on, the sheets and tea towels, and we squish all the dirt out. Ma hots thermostat way up for the drying. She pulls clothes horse out from beside door and stands him open, and I tell him to be strong. I would love to ride him like when I was a baby, but I'm so huge now, I might break his back. It would be cool to sometimes go smaller again and sometimes bigger like Alice. When we've twisted the water out of everything and hanged them up, Ma and me have to rip off our t-shirts and take turns pushing ourselves into refrigerator to cool down. Lunch is bean salad, my second worst favorite. After nap, we do scream every day, but not Saturdays or Sundays. We clear our throats and climb up on table to be nearer skylight, holding hands not to fall. We say, on your mark, get set, go. Then we open wide our teeth and shout, holler, howl, yowl, shriek, screech, scream the loudest possible. Today, I'm the most loudest ever because my lungs are stretching from being 5. Then we shush with fingers on lips. I asked Ma once what we're listening for, and she said, just in case you never know. Then I do rubbings of a fork and comb and jar lids and the sides of my jeans. Ruled paper is smoothest for rubbings, But toilet paper is good for a drawing that goes on forever. Like today, I do me with a cat and a parrot and an iguana and a raccoon and Santa and an ant and Lucky and all my TV friends in a procession, and I'm King Jack. When I'm all done, I roll it again so we can use it for our butts. I take a fresh bit from the next roll for a letter to Dora. I have to sharpen the red pencil with smooth knife. I squeeze the pencil hard because it's so short it's nearly gone. I write perfectly, only sometimes my letters go back to front. I am 5 the day before yesterday. You can have the last bit of cake, but there is no candles. Bye, love, Jack. It only tears a little on the of. When will she get it?
Well, I'd imagine it'll take a few hours to reach the sea, then it'll wash up on a beach.
She sounds funny from sucking an ice cube for bad tooth. Beaches and sea are TV, but I think when we send a letter, it turns them real for a bit. The poos sink and the letters float on the waves. Who'll find it? Diego?
Probably, and he'll take it to his cousin Dora.
In his safari jeep. Zoom, zoom through the jungle.
So, tomorrow morning, I'd say. Lunchtime at the latest.
The ice cube is making less bulge in Ma's face now. Let's see. She puts it out on her tongue. I think I have a bad tooth, too. Ma wails.
Oh, Jack.
Really real for real. Ow, ow, ow. Her face changes.
You can suck on an ice cube if you want. You don't have to have a toothache.
Cool.
Don't scare me like that.
I didn't know I could scare her. Maybe it'll hurt when I'm 6. She puffs her breath when she's getting the cubes out of freezer.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
But I wasn't lying, only pretending. It's rainy all the afternoon. God doesn't look in at all. We sing Stormy Weather and It's Raining Men, and the one about the desert missing the rain. Dinner is fish sticks and rice. I get to squirt the lemon that's not an actual but a plastic. We had a real lemon once, but it shriveled up too fast. Ma puts a bit of her fish stick under plant in the soil. The cartoon planet's not in evenings. Maybe because it's dark and they don't have lamps there. I choose a cooking tonight. It's not like real food. They don't have any cans. The she and the he smile at each other and do a meat with a pie on top and green things round other green things in bunches. Then I switch over to the fitness planet, where persons in underwear with all machines have to keep doing things over and over. I think they're locked in. That's over soon, and it's the knocker-downers. They make houses into different shapes and also millions of colors with paint, not just on a picture, but all over everything. Houses are like lots of rooms stuck together. TV persons stay in them mostly, but sometimes they go in their outsides and weather happens to them.
What if we put the bed over there?
I stare at her. Then I look where she's pointing. That's TV wall.
That's just what we call it. But the bed could probably fit there between the toilet and... We'd have to shift the wardrobe over a bit. Then the dresser would be right here instead of the bed, with the TV on top of it.
I'm shaking my head a lot. Then we couldn't see.
We could. We'd be sitting right here in the rocker.
Bad idea.
Okay, forget it.
Ma folds her arms tight. The TV woman is crying because her house is yellow now. Did she like it brown better?
No. She's so happy it's making her cry.
That's weird. Is she happy sad? Like you get when there's lovely music on TV?
No, she's just an idiot. Let's switch the TV off now.
5 more minutes, please. She shakes her head. I'll do parrot. I'm getting even better. I listen hard to the TV woman. I say, dream come to life. I have to tell you, Darren, it's just beyond my very wildest imaginings. The cornices. Ma hits the off. I want to ask her what a cornices is, but I think she's still cranky about moving the furniture. That was a crazy plan. In wardrobe, I should be going to sleep, but I'm counting fights. That's 3 we had in 3 days. One about the candles, and one about Mouse, and one about Lucky. I'd rather be 4 again if 5 means fighting all the days. Good night, room. Good night, lamp and balloon.
Good night, stove, and good night, table.
I'm grinning. Good night, wordy ball. Good night, fort. Good night, rug.
Good night, air.
Good night, noises everywhere.
Good night, Jack.
Good night, Ma. And bugs. Don't forget the bugs.
Night, night. Sleep tight. Don't let the bugs bite.
When I wake up, skylight's all blue in her glass. There's no snow left, even in the corners. Ma sitting in her chair holding her face. That means hurting. She's looking at something on table. 2 things. I jump up and grab. It's a Jeep! A remote control Jeep! I'm zooming it in the air. It's red, as big as my hand. The remote is silver and a rectangle. When I wiggle one of the switches with my thumb, the Jeep's wheels spin. Zing!
It's a late birthday present.
I know who brung it. It's old Nick, but she won't say. I don't want to eat my cereal, but Ma says I can play with the Jeep again right after. I eat 29 of them. Then I'm not hungry anymore. Ma says that's waste, so she eats the rest. I figure out to move Jeep just with remote. The thin silver antenna, I can make it really long or really short. One switch makes Jeep go forward and backward. The other does side to side. If I flip both the same time, Jeep gets paralyzed like by a poison dart. He says, Ma says she'd better start cleaning because it's Tuesday.
Gently. Remember, it's breakable.
I know that already. Everything's breakable.
And if you keep it turned on for a long time, the batteries will get used up and we don't have any spares.
I can make Jeep go all around room. It's easy except at the edge of rug. She gets curled up under his wheels. Remote is the boss. He says, off you go now, you slowpoke Jeep. Twice around that table leg, lickety-split. Keep those wheels turning. Sometimes Jeep is tired. Remote turns his wheels. Grrr. That naughty Jeep hides in wardrobe, but Remote finds him by magic and makes him zoom back and forward, crashing into the slats. Tuesdays and Fridays always smell of vinegar. Ma scrubbing under table with the rag that used to be one of my diapers I wore till I was 1. I bet she's wiping spider's web away, but I don't care much. Then she picks up Vacuum, who makes it all noisy, dusty, wah, wah, wah. Jeep sneaks way off in underbed. Come back, my little baby Jeepy, says Remote. If you become a fish in the river, I will be a fisherman and catch you in my net. But that tricksy Jeep stays quiet till Remote is having a nap with his antenna all the way down. Then Jeep sneaks up behind him and takes out his batteries. Ha ha ha! I play with Jeep and Remote all day, except when I'm in bath. They have to park on table not to get rusty. When we do scream, I push them up really near skylight, and Jeep vrooms his wheels as loud as he can. Ma lies down again holding her teeth. Sometimes she does a big breath. Out, out, out. Why are you hissing so long?
Trying to get on top of it.
I go sit by her head and stroke her hair out of her eyes. Her forehead is slippy. She grabs my hand and holds it tight.
It's okay.
It doesn't look okay. You want to play with Jeep and Remote and me?
Maybe later.
If you play, you won't mind and you won't matter. She smiles a bit, but the next breath comes out louder like a moan. At 5:57, I say, Ma, it's nearly 6. So she gets up to make dinner, but she doesn't eat any. Jeep and Remote wade in bath because it's dry now. It's their secret cave. Actually, Jeep died and went to heaven, I say, eating my chicken slices really fast.
Oh, yeah?
But then in the night when God was asleep, Jeep snuck out and slid down the beanstalk to room to visit me.
That was cunning of him.
I eat 3 green beans and have a big drink of milk and another 3. They go down a bit faster in 3s. 5 would be fasterer, but I can't manage that. My throat would shut. One time I was 4, Ma wrote, green beans, other froze green veg, on the shopping list, and I scribbled out green beans with the orange pencil. She thought it was funny. At the end, I have the soft bread because I like to keep it in my mouth like a cushion. Thanks, baby Jesus, especially for the chicken slices. And please no more green beans for a long time. Hey, why do we thank baby Jesus and not him?
Him?
I nod at door. Her face gets flat, even though I didn't say his name.
Why should we thank him?
You did the other night for the groceries and the snow offing and the pants.
You shouldn't listen.
Sometimes when she's really mad, her mouth doesn't really open.
It was a fake thank.
Wyatt, she butts in.
He's only the bringer. He doesn't actually make the wheat grow in the field.
Which field?
He can't make the sun shine on it or the rain fall or anything.
But, Ma, bread doesn't come out of fields. She presses on her mouth. Why, you said...
It must be time for TV.
It's videos. I love them. Ma does the moves with me most times, but not tonight. I jump on bed and teach Jeep and Remote to shake their booties. It's Rihanna and T.I. and Lady Gaga and Kanye West. Why do rappers wear shades even in the night? Are their eyeballs sore?
No, they just want to look cool and not have fans staring into their faces all the time because they're so famous.
I'm confused. Why the fans are famous?
No, the stars are.
And they don't want to be?
Well, I guess they do.
Says Ma, getting up to switch off the TV.
But they want to stay a bit private as well.
When I'm having some, Ma won't let me bring Jeep and Remote into bed, even though they're my friends. And then she says they have to go up on shelf while I'm sleeping.
Otherwise, they'll poke you in the night.
No, they won't. They promise.
Listen, let's put your Jeep away. Then you can sleep with the Remote because it's smaller, as long as the antenna's right down. Deal?
Deal. When I'm in wardrobe, we talk through the slats.
God bless Jack.
God bless Ma and magic her teeth better. God bless Jeep and Remote.
God bless books.
God bless everything here and outer space and Jeep as well. Ma?
Yeah?
Where are we when we're asleep? I can hear her yawn.
Right here.
But dreams... I wait. Are they TV? She still doesn't answer. Do we go into TV for dreaming?
No, we're never anywhere but here.
Her voice sounds a long way away. I lie curled up, touching the switches with my fingers. Can't you sleep, little switches? It's okay. Have some. I put them at my nipples. They take turns. I'm sort of asleep, but only nearly. beep, beep. That's door. I listen very hard. In comes the cold air. If I had my head out of wardrobe, there'd be door opening. I bet I could see right into the stars and the spaceships and the planets and the aliens zooming around in UFOs. I wish I could see it. Boom. That's door shutting, and old Nick is telling Ma how there wasn't any of something, and something else was a ridiculous price anyway. I wonder if he looked up on shelf and saw Jeep. Yeah, he brung him for me, but he never played with them, I don't think. He won't know how Jeep suddenly goes when I switch remote on. Vroom. Ma and him only talk for a bit tonight. Lamp goes off. Click. And old Nick creaks the bed. I count in ones sometimes instead of fives just for different. But I start losing count, so I switch to fives that go faster. I count to 378. All quiet. I think he must be asleep. Does Ma switch off when he's off, or does she stay awake waiting for him to be gone? Maybe they're both off and me on. That's weird. I could sit up and crawl out of wardrobe. They wouldn't even know. I could draw a picture of them in bed or something. I wonder, are they beside each other or opposite sides? Then I have a terrible idea. What if he's having some? Would Ma let him have some, or would she say, "No way, Jose, that's only for Jack"? If he had some, he might start getting realer. I want to jump up and scream. I find remote's on switch. I make it green. Wouldn't it be funny if his superpowers started Jeep's wheels spinning up there on shelf? Old Nick might wake up all surprised, haha. I try the forward switch. Nothing happens. Doh, I forgot to put up the antenna. I make it all the way long and try again, but remote still doesn't work. I poke his antenna through the slats. It's outside, and I'm inside all at the same time. I flip the switch. I hear a tiny sound that must be Jeep's wheels coming alive, and then smash! Old Nick roaring like I never heard him. Something about Jesus, but it wasn't baby Jesus that did it. It was me. Lamps on, lights banging in the slats at me, my eyes squeezed shut. I wriggle back and pull blanket over my face. He's shouting.
What are you trying to pull?
Ma sounds all wobbly.
What, did you have a bad dream?
I'm biting blanket. Soft like gray bread in my mouth.
Did you try something? Did you?
His voice goes downer.
Because I told you before, it's on your head.
I was asleep.
Ma's talking in a squashed, tiny voice.
Please, look, it was the stupid Jeep that rolled off the shelf.
Jeep's not a stupid.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I should have put it somewhere. It wouldn't fall. I'm really, really totally...
Okay.
Look, let's turn the light off.
Nah, I'm done.
Nobody says anything. I count 1 hippopotamus, 2 hippopotamus, 3 hippopotamus. Beep, beep. Door opens and shuts. Boom. He's gone. Lamp clicks off again. I feel around on the floor of wardrobe for remote. I find a terrible thing. His antenna all short and sharp. It must have snapped in the slats. Ma? No answer. Remote got broke.
Go to sleep.
Her voice is so hoarse and scary, I think it's not her. I count my teeth 5 times. I get 20 every time, but I still have to do it again. None of them hurt yet, but they might when I'm 6. I must be asleep, but I don't know it, because then I wake up. I'm still in wardrobe. It's all dark. Ma didn't bring me into bed yet. Why she didn't bring me in? I push the doors and listen for her breath. She's asleep. She can't be mad in her sleep, can she? I crawl under duvet. I lie near Ma, not touching. There's all heat around her.
Unlying.
In the morning, we're eating oatmeal, and I see marks. You're dirty on your neck. Ma just drinks some water. The skin moves when she swallows. Actually, that's not dirt, I don't think. I have a bit of oatmeal, but it's too hot. I spit it back in melted-y spoon. I think old Nick put those marks on her neck. I try saying, but nothing comes out. I try again. Sorry I made Jeep fall down in the night. I get off my chair. Ma lets me onto her lap.
What were you trying to do?
She asks. Her voice is still hoarse. Show him.
What's that?
I was...
It's okay, Jack. Slow down.
But remote got snapped, and you're all mad at me.
Listen, I couldn't care less about the Jeep.
I blink at her. He was my present.
What I'm mad about...
Her voice is getting bigger and scratchier.
Is that you woke him up?
Jeep?
Old Nick.
It makes me jump that she says him out loud.
You scared him.
He got scared at me?
He didn't know it was you. He thought I was attacking him, dropping something heavy on his head.
I hold my mouth and my nose, but the giggles fizz out.
It's not funny. It's the opposite of funny.
I see her neck again, the marks that he put on her. I'm all done giggling. The oatmeal's still too hot, so we go back to bed for a cuddle. This morning, it's Dora. Yippee! She's on a boat that nearly crashes into a ship. We have to wave our arms and shout, "Watch out!" But Ma doesn't. Ships are just TV, and so is the sea, except when our poos and letters arrive. Or maybe they actually stop being real the minute they get there. Alice says if she's in the sea, she can go home by the railway. That's old-fashioned for trains. Forests are TV, and also jungles and deserts and streets and skyscrapers and cars. Animals are TV, except ants and spider and mouse, but he's gone back now. Germs are real, and blood. Boys are TV, but they kind of look like me. The me in mirror that isn't real either, just a picture. Sometimes I like to undo my ponytail and put all my hair over and worm my tongue through, then stick my face out to say, "Boo." It's Wednesday, so we wash hair. We make turbans of bubbles out of dish soap. I look all around Ma's neck, but not at it. She does me a mustache. It's too tickly, so I rub it off.
What about a beard, then?
She puts all bubbles on my chin for a beard. Ho, ho, ho! Is Santa a giant?
Ah, I guess he's pretty big.
I think he must be real because he brung us the million chocolates in the box with the purple ribbon. I'm going to be Jack the Giant Giant Killer. I'll be a good giant. I'll find all the evil ones and knock their heads off. Smush, splat. We make drums different from filling up the glass jars more or waterfalling some out. I make one into a jumbo Megatron Transformarine with an anti-gravity blaster that's actually wooden spoon. I twist around to look at the Impression Sunrise. There's a black boat with two tiny persons and God's yellow face above and blurry orange light on the water and blue stuff that's other boats, I think. It's hard to know because it's art. For phys ed, Ma chooses islands. That's I stand on bed, and Ma puts the pillows and rocker and chairs and rug all folded up, and table and trash in surprising places. I have to visit every island, not twice. Rocker's the trickiest. She's always trying to catapult me down. Ma swims around being the Loch Ness Monster, trying to eat my feet. My go, I choose pillow fight. But Ma says actually the foam's starting to come out of my pillow, so better do karate instead. We always bow to respect our opponent. We go, ha, and hi-ya, really fierce. One time, I chopped too hard and hurt Ma's bad wrist, but by accident. She's tired, so she chooses I stretch, because that's lying down side by side on rug with arms by sides so we both fit. We look at far things like skylight, then near like noses. We have to see between them quick, quick. While Ma's hotting up lunch, I zoom poor Jeep everywhere because he can't go on his own anymore. Remote pauses things. He freezes Ma like a robot. Now on! She stirs the pot again.
Grubs up.
Vegetable soup. Blech. I blow bubbles to make it funner. I'm not tired for nap yet, so I get some books down. Ma does the voice.
Here's Dylan.
Then she stops.
I can't stand Dylan.
I stare at her. He's my friend.
Oh, Jack, I just can't stand the book, okay? It's not that I can't stand Dylan himself.
Why you can't stand Dylan the book?
I've read it too many times.
But when I want something, I want it always. Like chocolates. I never ate a chocolate too many times.
You could read it yourself.
That's silly. I could read all them myself, even Alice with her old-fashioned words. I prefer when you read them. Her eyes are all hard and shiny. Then she opens the book again.
Here's Dylan.
Because she's cranky, I let her do the Runaway Bunny, then some Alice. My best of the songs is Soup of the Evening. I bet it's not vegetable. Alice keeps being in a hall with lots of doors. One is teeny tiny. When she gets it open with the golden key, there's a garden with bright flowers and cool fountains, but she's always the wrong size. Then when she finally gets into the garden, it turns out the roses are just painted, not real, and she has to play croquet with flamingos and hedgehogs. We lie down on top of duvet. I have lots. I think Mouse just might come back if we're really quiet, but he doesn't. Ma must have stuffed up every single hole. She's not mean, but sometimes she does mean things. When we get up, we do scream. I crash the pan lids like cymbals. Scream goes on for ages, because every time I'm starting to stop, Ma screeches some more. Her voice is nearly disappearing. The marks on her neck are like when I'm painting with beet juice. I think the marks are old Nick's fingerprints. After, I play telephone with toilet rolls. I like how the words boom when I talk through a fat one. Usually Ma does all the voices, but this afternoon she needs to lie down and read. It's the Da Vinci Code, with the eyes of a woman peeking out. She looks like baby Jesus's Ma. I call Boots and Patrick and baby Jesus. I tell them all about my new powers now I'm 5. I can be invisible, I whisper at my phone. I can turn my tongue inside out and go blasting like a rocket into outer space. Ma's eyelids are shut. How can she be reading through them? I play keypad. That's, I stand on my chair by door, and usually Ma says the numbers, but today I have to make them up. I press them on keypad, quick, quick, no mistakes. The numbers don't make door beep open, but I like the little clicks when I push them. Dress up is a quiet game. I put on the royal crown that's some bits gold foil and some bits silver foil and milk carton underneath. I invent Ma a bracelet out of two socks of her tied together, one white, one green. I get down games box from shelf. I measure with ruler. Each domino is nearly 1 inch, and the checkers are a half. I make my fingers into St. Peter and St. Paul. They bow to each other before and do flying after each turn. Ma's eyes are open again. I bring her the sock bracelet. She says it's beautiful. She puts it on right away. Can we play Beggar My Neighbor?
Give me a second.
She goes to sink and washes her face. I don't know why, because it wasn't dirty, but maybe there were germs. I beggar her twice, and she beggars me once. I hate losing. Then gin rummy and go fish. I win mostly. Then we just play with the cards, dancing and fighting and stuff. Jack of Diamonds is my favorite, and his friends the other Jacks. Look, I point to watch. 5:01, we can have dinner. It's a hot dog each, yum. For TV, I go in rocker, but Ma sits on bed with Kit. She's putting the hem back up on her brown dress with pink bits. We watch the medical planet where doctors and nurses cut holes in persons to pull the germs out. The persons are asleep, not dead. The doctors don't bite the thread like Ma. They use super sharp daggers, and after, they sew the persons up like Frankenstein. When the commercials come on, Ma asks me to go over and press mute. There's a man in a yellow helmet drilling a hole in a street. He holds his forehead and makes a face. Is he hurting? She looks up from sewing.
He must have a headache from that noisy drill.
We can't hear the drill because it's on mute. The TV man's at a sink taking a pill from a bottle. Next, he's smiling and throwing a ball on a boy. Ma! Ma!
What?
She's doing a knot. That's our bottle. Were you looking? Were you looking at the man with the headache?
No.
The bottle where he took the pill. That's the exact one we've got. The killer's. Ma stares at the TV, but it's showing a car speeding around a mountain now. No, before. He actually had our bottle of killers.
Well, maybe it was the same kind as ours, but it's not our one.
Yeah, it is.
No, there's lots of them.
Where? Ma looks at me, then back at her dress. She pulls at the hem.
Well, our bottle is right here on shelf, and the rest are...
In TV? She's staring at the threads and winding them around the little cards to fit back in Kit. You know what? I'm bouncing. You know what that means? He must go in TV. The medical planet's come back on, but I'm not even watching. Old Nick, I say, so she won't think I mean the man in the yellow helmet. When he's not here in the daytime, you know what? He actually goes in TV. That's where he got our killers in a store and brung them here.
Brought.
Says Ma, standing up.
Brought, not brung. It's time for bed.
She starts singing, Indicate the Way to My Abode, but I don't join in. I don't think she understands how amazing this is. I think about it right through putting on my sleep t-shirt and brushing my teeth, and even when I'm having some on bed. I take my mouth back. How come we never see him in TV? Ma yawns and sits up. All the times we're watching, we never see him. How come?
He's not there.
But the bottle, how did he get it?
I don't know.
The way she says it, it's strange. I think she's pretending. You have to know. You know everything.
Look, it really doesn't matter.
It does matter, and I do mind. I'm nearly shouting.
Jack.
Jack what? What does Jack mean? Ma leans back on the pillows.
It's very hard to explain.
I think she can explain, she just won't. You can, because I'm 5 now. Her face is turned toward door.
Where our bottle of pills used to be, right, is a store. That's where he got them. Then he brought them here for Sunday treat.
A store in TV? I look up at shelf to check the bottles there. But the killers are real.
It's a real store.
Ma rubs her eye. How?
Okay.
Why is she shouting?
Listen, what we see on TV is, it's pictures of real things.
That's the most astonishing I ever heard. Ma's got her hand over her mouth. Dora's real for real? She takes her hand away.
No, sorry. Lots of TV is made up pictures, like Dora's just a drawing. But the other people, the ones with faces that look like you and me, they're real.
Actual humans? She nods.
And the places are real too, like farms and forests and airplanes and cities.
Nah. Why is she tricking me? Where would they fit?
Out there, outside.
She jerks her head back. Outside bed wall? I stare at it.
Outside room.
She points the other way now, at stove wall. Her finger goes around in a circle. The stores and forests zoom around in outer space?
No, forget it, Jack. I shouldn't have...
Yes, you should. I shake her knee hard. I say, tell me.
Not tonight. I can't think of the right words to explain.
Alice says she can't explain herself because she's not herself. She knows who she was this morning, but she's changed several times since then. Ma suddenly stands up and gets the killers down off shelf. I think she's checking are they the same as the ones in TV, but she opens the bottle and eats one, then another one. Will you find the words tomorrow?
It's 8:49, Jack. Would you just go to bed?
She ties the trash bag and puts it beside door. I lie down in wardrobe, but I'm wide awake. Today is one of the days when Ma is gone. She won't wake up properly. She's here, but not really. She stays in bed with the pillows on her head. Silly penis is standing up. I squish him down. I eat my 100th cereal, and I stand on my chair to wash the bowl and melt a spoon. It's very quiet when I switch off the water. I wonder, did old Nick come in the night? I don't think he did because the trash bag is still by door. But maybe he did, only he didn't take the trash. Maybe Ma's not just gone. Maybe he squished her neck even harder, and now she's... I go up really close and listen till I hear breath. I'm just 1 inch away. My hair touches Ma's nose, and she puts her hand up over her face, so I step back. I don't have a bath on my own. I just get dressed. There's hours and hours, hundreds of them. Ma gets up to pee, but no talking, with her face all blank. I already put a glass of water beside bed, but she just gets back under duvet. I hate when she's gone, but I like that I get to watch TV all day. I put it on really quiet at first and make it a bit louder at a time. Too much TV might turn me into a zombie, but Ma's like a zombie today, and she's not watching even. There's Bob the Builder and Wonder Pets and Barney. For each, I go up to touch hello. Barney and his friends do lots of hugs. I run to get in the middle, but sometimes I'm too late. Today, it's about a fairy that sneaks in at night and turns old teeth into money. I want Dora, but she doesn't come. Thursday means laundry, but I can't do it all myself, and Ma's still lying on the sheets anyway. When I'm hungry again, I check watch, but he only says 9:47. Cartoons are over, so I watch football and the planet where people win prizes. The puffy hair woman is on her red couch talking to a man who used to be a golf star. There's another planet where women hold up necklaces and say how exquisite they are.
Suckers,
Ma always says when she sees that planet. She doesn't say anything today. She doesn't notice I'm watching and watching and my brain is starting to be stinky. How can TV be pictures of real things? I think about them all floating around in outer space outside the walls. The couch and the necklaces and the bread and the killers and the airplanes and all the she's and he's. The boxers and the man with one leg and the puffy hair woman. They're floating past skylight. I wave to them, but there's skyscrapers as well and cows and ships and trucks. It's crammed out there. I count all the stuff that might crash into room. I can't breathe right. I have to count my teeth instead. Left to right on the top, then right to left on the bottom, then backwards. 20 every time, but I still think maybe I'm counting wrong. When it's 12:04, it can be lunch, so I cut a can of baked beans open. I'm careful. I wonder would Ma wake up if I cutted my hand and screamed help. I never had beans cold before. I eat 9, then I'm not hungry. I put the rest in a tub for not waste. Some are stuck to the can at the bottom. I pour water in. Maybe Ma will get up and scrub it later. Maybe she'll be hungry. She'll say,
"Oh, Jack, how thoughtful of you to save me beans in a tub."
I measure more things with ruler, but it's hard to add up the numbers on my own. I do him end over end, and he's an acrobat of a circus. I play with remote. I point him at Ma and whisper, "Wake up!" But she doesn't. Balloon is all squishy. She goes for a ride on prune juice bottle up near skylight. They make the light all brownly sparkly. They're scared of remote because of his sharp end, so I put him in wardrobe and fold the door shut. I tell all the things it's okay because Ma will be back tomorrow. I read the 5 books all myself, only just bits of Alice. Mostly, I just sit. I don't do scream because of disturbing Ma. I think it's probably okay to skip one day. Then I switch the TV on again and wiggle Bunny. He makes the planets a bit less fuzzy, but only a bit. It's racing cars. I like to see them go super fast, but it's not very interesting after they do the oval about 100 times. I want to wake Ma up and ask about outside with the actual humans and things all zooming around, but she'd be mad. Or maybe she wouldn't switch on at all even if I shake her. So I don't. I go up very close. Half her face is showing, and her neck. The marks are purple now. I'm going to kick old Nick till I break his butt. I'll zap door open with remote and whiz into outer space and get everything at the real stores and bring it back to Ma. I cry a bit, but no noise. I watch a show of weather, and one of enemies are besieging a castle. The good guys are building a barricade so the door won't open. I nibble my finger. Ma can't tell me to stop. I wonder how much of my brain is gooey yet, and how much is still okay. I think I might throw up like when I was 3 and had diarrhea, too. What if I throw up all over Rug? How will I wash her on my own? I look at her stain from when I got born. I kneel down and stroke. It feels sort of warm and scratchy like the rest of Rug. No different. Ma's never gone more than one day. I don't know what I do if I wake up tomorrow and she's still gone. Then I'm hungry. I have a banana, even though it's a bit green. Dora is a drawing in TV, but she's my real friend. That's confusing. Jeep is actually real. I can feel him with my fingers. Superman is just TV. Trees are TV, but plant is real. Oh, I forgot to water her. I carry her from dresser to sink and do that right away. I wonder, did she eat Ma's bit of fish? Skateboards are TV, and so are girls and boys, except Ma says they're actual. How can they be when they're so flat? Ma and me could make a barricade. We could shove bed against door so it doesn't open. Won't he get a shock? Ha ha! Let me in, he's shouting, or I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down. Grass is TV, and so is fire. But it could come in room for real if I hot up the beans and the red jumps onto my sleeve and burns me up. I'd like to see that, but not it happen. Air is real, and water only in bath and sink. Rivers and lakes are TV. I don't know about the sea, because if it whizzed around outside, it would make everything wet. I want to shake Ma and ask her if the sea is real. Room is real for real, but maybe outside is too, only it's got a cloak of invisibility on, like Prince Jack or Jack in the story. Baby Jesus is TV, I think, except in the painting with his Ma and his cousin, and his grandma. But God is real-looking in skylight with his yellow face. Only not today. There's only gray. I want to be in bed with Ma. Instead, I sit on rug with my hand just on the bump of her foot under duvet. My arm gets tired, so I drop it down for a while, then put it back. I roll up the end of rug and let her flop open again. I do that hundreds of times. When it gets dark, I try and eat more baked beans, but they're disgusting. I have some bread and peanut butter instead. I open freezer and put my face in beside the bags of peas and spinach and horrible green beans. I keep it there till I'm numb, even my eyelids. Then I jump out and shut the door and rub my cheeks to warm them up. I can feel them with my hands, but I can't feel them feeling my hands on them. It's weird. It's dark in skylight now. I hope God will put his silver face in. I get into my sleep t-shirt. I wonder, am I dirty because I didn't have a bath? I try to smell myself. In wardrobe, I lie down in blanket, but I'm cold. I forgot to put up thermostat today. That's why. I only just remembered, but I can't do it now it's night. I want some very much. I didn't have any all day. The right, even, but I'd rather the left. If I could get in with Ma and have some, but she might push me away, and that would be worse. What if I'm in bed with her and old Nick comes? I don't know if it's 9 yet. It's too dark for seeing watch. I sneak into bed, extra slow so Ma won't notice. I just lie near. If I hear the beep beep, I can jump back in wardrobe quick, quick. What if he comes and Ma won't wake up? Will he be even more madder? Will he make worse marks on her? I stay awake so I can hear him come. He doesn't come, but I stay awake. The trash bag is still beside door. Ma got up before me this morning and unknotted it and put in the beans she scraped out of the can. If the bag's still here, I guess that means he didn't come. That's 2 nights he didn't. Yiffy! Friday means mattress time. We flip her over front to back and sideways as well so she doesn't get bumpy. She's so heavy, I have to use all my muscles, and when she flops down, she knocks me on the rug. I see the brown mark on mattress from when I came out of Ma's tummy the first time. Next, we have a dusting race. Dust is tiny, invisible pieces of our skins that we don't need anymore because we grow new ones like snakes. Ma sneezes really high like an opera star we heard one time on TV. We do our grocery list. We can't decide about Sunday treat. Let's ask for candy. Not even chocolate. Some kind of candy we never had before.
Some really sticky kind? So you'll end up with teeth like mine?
I don't like when Ma does sarcasm. Now we're reading sentences out of No Pictures books. This one's The Shack, with a spooky house and all white snow. Since then, I read, he and I have been, as the kids say these days, hanging out, sharing a coffee, or for me, a chai tea, extra hot, with soy.
Excellent. Only soy should rhyme with boy.
Persons in books and TV are always thirsty. They have beer and juice and champagne and lattes and all sorts of liquids. Sometimes they clip their glasses on each other's glasses when they're happy, but they don't break them. I read the line again. It's still confusing. Who's the he and the I? Are they the kids? Says Ma, reading over my shoulder.
I think the kids means kids in general.
What's in general?
Lots of kids.
I try and see them, the lots, all playing together. Actual human ones? Ma doesn't say anything for a minute, and then...
Yeah.
Very quiet. So it was true, everything she said. The marks are still there on her neck. I wonder if they'll ever go away. In the night, she's flashing. It wakes me in bed. Lamp on, I count five. Lamp off, I count one. Lamp on, I count two. Lamp off, I count two. I do a groan.
Just a bit more.
She's still staring up at skylight that's all black. There's no trash bag beside door. That means he must have been here when I was asleep. Please, Ma.
In a minute.
It hurts my eyes. She leans over bed and kisses me beside my mouth. She puts duvet over my face. The light's still flashing, but darker. After a while, she comes back into bed and gives me some for getting back to sleep. On Saturday, Ma makes me three braids for a change. They feel funny. I wave my face to whack myself with them. I don't watch the Cartoon Planet this morning. I choose a bit of a gardening and a fitness and a news, and everything I see I say, Ma, is that real? And she says, yeah, except one bit about a movie with werewolves and a woman bursting like a balloon is just special effects. That's drawing on computers. Lunch is a can of chickpea curry and rice as well. I'd like to do an extra big scream, but we can't on weekends. Most of the afternoon, we play Cat's Cradle. We can do the candles and the diamonds and the manger and the knitting needles, and we keep practicing the scorpion, except Ma's fingers always end up stuck. Dinner is mini pizzas, one each plus one to share. Then we watch a planet where persons are wearing lots of frilly clothes and huge white hair. Ma says they're real, but they're pretending to be people who died hundreds of years ago. It's a sort of game, but it doesn't sound much fun. She switches the TV off and sniffs.
I can still smell that curry from lunch.
Me too.
It tasted good, but it's nasty the way it lingers.
Mine tasted nasty too. She laughs. The marks on her neck are getting less. They're greenish and yellowish. Can I have a story?
Which one?
One you never told me before. Ma smiles at me.
I think at this point you know everything I know. The Count of Monte Cristo?
I've heard that millions of times.
Gully Jack and Lilliput?
Zillions.
Nelson on Robben Island?
Then he got out after 27 years and became the government.
Goldilocks?
Too scary.
The bear only growls at her.
Still.
Princess Diana?
Should have worn her seatbelt.
See? You know them all.
Ma puffs her breath.
Hang on. There's one about a mermaid.
The Little Mermaid.
No, a different one. This mermaid is sitting on the rocks one evening, combing her hair, when a fisherman creeps up and catches her in his net.
To fry her for his dinner?
No, no. He brings her home to his cottage, and she has to marry him. He takes away her magic comb so she can't ever go back into the sea. So after a while, the mermaid has a baby.
Called Decker Jack!
That's right. But whenever the fisherman's out fishing, she looks around the cottage, and one day she finds where he's hidden her comb. And she runs away to the rocks and slips down into the sea.
No. Ma looks at me close.
You don't like this story?
She shouldn't be gone.
It's okay.
She takes the tear out of my eye with her finger.
I forgot to say, of course she takes her baby, Jacker Jack, with her. He's all knotted up in her hair. And when the fisherman comes back, the cottage is empty. And he never sees them again.
Does he drown?
The fisherman?
No, Jacker Jack under the water.
Oh, don't worry. He's half merman, remember?